Any sense of relief today when you heard the news about the real refs?
You know, it's obviously encouraging that they got that whole situation resolved. You know, it was really a tough situation for all parties involved. I don't really think you can point the finger at anyone. But, you know, fortunately they got it worked out. And, you know, but we can't spend too much time thinking about who's calling the game. We got to just continue to prepare and do our jobs. And I'm sure at some point we're going to be mad or upset with the call these guys make. That's just the reality of it. So, you know, we just got to move on. I'm happy things have resolved themselves, though.
Is the biggest thing, Matthew, that there's an expectation, a quality standard now that the players probably are a little bit more comfortable with, knowing that they're experienced guys, not only calling the game but administering the game?
I think that that's big for us as players to know that we're out there with guys that are going to do their best to keep us safe by making the right calls. And it really comes down to player safety. We want to be safe out there on that field. We want to make sure that the rules are being abided by and that we are taken care of and that the game is fair for everybody involved in it.
That said, does it seem kind of weird to see everybody so excited about referees?
It does. Definitely. Those guys have a tough job to do. And, you know, I know there were a lot of situations that came up with the guys that were in their form, but they were put in a tough spot. They really were. And they did the best that they could. But it's good to have these guys back who've had some experience in calling big games and been in tough situations. And, now we're all moving forward.
Matthew, what's coach's intensity been like this week? Has it been different? Because it's been a while since you guys have lost two straight.
I think our he's as intense as he always is. I mean, our approach is never going to change from week to week, whether or not we lose the game or win it by 40. We approach each game as if it's the biggest game of the season. So his intensity is high as always. Everybody around here's intensity is high as always. And, you know, hopefully it pays off for us on Sunday.
Can you talk about the role of confidence in helping a player, like when you're playing with confidence as opposed to having your confidence shattered by a couple of plays here and there?
Confidence is a big thing at this level. You have to be confident in what you're doing in order for you to go out and be able to execute it. Playing with confidence is something that's huge for us as players. I think it enables you to play without thinking twice, or you can play more based on instincts as opposed to overthinking things. So it's huge if you're a young guy, an older guy, or a guy who's in the middle of his career to be able to have confidence out there.
Brian Fitzpatrick, Harvard graduate, smart guy, most quarterbacks are. Who's the smartest guy on this team? And I'm not talking football-wise, but just really intelligent.
Man, that's a tough question. There's a lot of smart guys around here. I think those are the type of guys that we like around here. But me personally, since I lived with him for a while, I'd say Ryan Wendell. He's a very bright guy, but that's because I know him a little bit better than a lot of the guys because I was, sleeping under the same roof with the guy. So,
where do you rank on that list?
I don't know. You have to ask my teammates. I don't rank myself.
Has there been much talk about last year's Buffalo game at Buffalo to the point where you can't let up on these guys and let a 21-point lead get away in that game? Has that been?
Well, we definitely know. I mean, anytime you play an opponent within the division, it doesn't. The records are out the window. It doesn't matter. You know, at that point in time, we had beat them however many times up there. It doesn't matter. I mean, these guys are going to compete from the beginning of the game to the very last whistle.